Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you've seen some of the footage of the tornadoes ripping through Greenwood, Indiana. Many parts of the South and Midwest have been facing hail, tornadoes, wind damage. Severe thunderstorms are moving across the region. We have a lot of flights delayed. If I look on Flight Aware, many of the articles are not caught up. Right now we have total delays worldwide is about 20,000, but delays into and out of the United States or within the United States domestically, 3,090. Total cancellations within the United States is 1,100. 1,158 total cancellations, about 1,600 global. That number is unfortunately rising as we have a lot of disruptions. Already the delays are now up to 3,291. I got some friends coming back from Canada. It looks like the West Coast might be spared a little bit, but we have a lot of flights that are getting caught up in the delays coming from what's been going on, especially back east. So, FlightAware is a great way to be able to kind of look up some of the latest on that. United Airlines is, I guess, bracing for the worst of the American domestic airlines. They say 12% of their schedule had been canceled, 5% delayed. Republic Airways operates short-haul flights for American Airlines, Delta, and United, 18% of their schedule canceled. The four U.S. airports most affected today are all major hubs of either United or Delta. So Newark is a biggie, LaGuardia, JFK, and Boston's Logan. So, you know, we fly a lot of Southwest, or like I said, I have friends on Air Canada, so those seem to not be, but when you, if you're using a flight that has a major hub and that major hub is back east, that could obviously be an issue. Right now we're being told United has 14% of their flights canceled, 23% delayed, Republic 29% canceled, 12% delayed, Delta 1% canceled, 12% delayed, and Southwest Airlines, nothing's been canceled, 11% delayed. Now, Southwest is dealing with the heat wave. There's a heat dome that many of those flights are flying against, so there might be some turbulence to watch out for. But pack your patience. They say 40 million people in the Northeast and Central Plains are at risk for severe storms today. The majority of people at risk are located in the Northeast, including Philly and D.C., where a level 1 of 5 threat has been issued by the Storm Prediction Center. A level 3 of 5 threat of severe weather has been highlighted for parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, including Wichita and Tulsa. Scattered thunderstorms are again expected east of a cold front from the mid-Atlantic into parts of the Northeast. That can also lead to more delays and cancellations. And, of course, we're worried about more tornadoes. A lot of damaging wind gusts, heavy rain, flash flooding. So United CEO is blaming the FAA, according to CNN, for weekend delays. The head of United Airlines, in a strongly worded memo, blamed the Federal Aviation Administration air traffic controller staffing problems for unprecedented challenges. And they said this past weekend that impacted over 150,000 customers alone. They said the FAA frankly failed us this weekend. That's according to United CEO Scott Kirby. This was an internal memo that got shared with CNN. So the FAA apparently reduced arrival rates at its major hub in Newark, Liberty International Airport, by 40% and departure rates by 75%, which was almost certainly a reflection of understaffing and lower experience at the FAA. That led to massive delays, cancellations, diversions, as well as crews and aircraft out of position. See, I always have trouble when I go into Newark. Very safe, thank God. I feel safe when we finally land. But my last flight there a year ago, we had to circle Cleveland for an hour. And then we had to land at an Air Force base north of Newark in New York to get fuel. And it's because Newark couldn't take any more planes. And people say there's always an issue. There's always a staffing issue. There's always an issue there. And it's a huge hub. There wasn't a weather thing. It wasn't a... So luckily, they finally opened up another part of the airport. Or maybe it was supposed to be open, but they didn't have staff. And then we were able to land. But it's, we are coming into 4th of July weekend. Millions of people are flying. And interestingly, with this heat dome and weather, many people want to fly north. You know, one trip I wanted to do was to go to Vermont, Maine, maybe New Hampshire, drive around that upper northeastern seaboard. Get out of the heat. Phoenix is going to be 114 degrees, I think, on Sunday. Texas has been dealing with a huge heat dome. We're worried about what's going to happen with the power grid. Just be ready. But they've been getting 100-degree heats. And they say this heat wave that's been gripping Texas for a second week, people are concerned about how to stay hydrated, how to stay cool, conserving electricity. You're told to stay indoors. But if you have to cut back on your electricity, what do you do? So I am anticipating a lot of people on the roads. Careful, check your air pressure. Make sure you have plenty of water. If your car gets stuck, make sure you have plenty of water. Keep in mind, if you have an electric car, there could be outages. And make sure you have a backup. A plan B, but these blistering temperatures now, it's blamed for at least two people, I think, dying in Texas. They say the Texas power grid is being swamped. And so people are a little nervous about what's going to happen, especially as temperatures in Texas are going to climb above 110 degrees. So, careful out there. I get it. For those of you that are traveling today, pack your patience. If you can stay put and you're in a safe area, don't knock that as an idea. If you can get home safe, get home safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we have another drug coming around the bend for weight loss. And apparently, it might kick Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro's butts, being dubbed the Triple G. And Eli Lilly has announced their obesity drug, offering even better, greater weight loss benefits than Ozempic and Wegovy. Just think we need to just, I'm cautiously optimistic about any of these. I love the fact that people are losing weight, but want to make sure we're not entrusting this as the panacea for weight loss, especially with people rebounding. But Eli Lilly is based, I guess, out of Indiana, and it announced their results from their mid-stage trial of their next generation obesity drug candidate, retatrutide, similar to semaglutide. It apparently led to a 24.2% weight loss after 48 weeks, the greatest amount seen thus far, beating Mounjaro, Ozempic, and the Ozempic FDA-approved weight loss drug, Wegovy. It is also a once-weekly injectable, but it's called the Triple G because it targets three different hormones. Now, Ozempic and Wegovy target the one, GLP agonist. Mounjaro targets two. Retatrutide targets three. Now, this class of medicine is known as the incretins. The incretins, I think, gained popularity in the late 90s, and it was designed to mimic the action of hormones that help reduce blood sugar, slow stomach emptying, decrease appetite. By mimicking the action, we call them agonists, where they fit the receptor of where GLP should be, and it helps initiate these sorts of effects. So dropping that much weight is pretty impressive. They enrolled 338 adults who had a body mass index of 30 or higher, which would be considered obesity, or who had a BMI of 27, which is considered overweight. All of them had at least one weight-related underlying condition, like either diabetes, high blood pressure. The subjects, roughly half of whom were male and half were female, were broken into distinct groups that were either received a placebo or one of the four doses of the retatrutide. After 24 weeks, patients on the highest dose, the 12 milligrams, lost an average of 17.5% of their body weight, an equivalent of 41 pounds. At 48 weeks, they lost 24.2% or 58 pounds. Were there constipations? Similar to the other ones, diarrhea, constipation. I'm not sure if there was any pancreatitis or nausea or vomiting. But Dan Skovronsky, Lilly's chief scientific and medical officer, said these phase 2 data have given us confidence to further explore the potential of retatrutide in phase 3 trials. That'll look beyond weight reduction and focus on treating obesity and its complications comprehensively. Now, these medications are just taking the U.S. and actually globally by storm. The problem is they're very expensive. They're also now in short supply. Mounjaro, I guess, was able to cause weight loss of 22.5% after 72 weeks. Now, Mounjaro targets GLP-1 and GLP, whereas the new drug also targets glucagon. Glucagon produces sugar. So, this is interesting. And I like the fact that it is addressing obesity on a variety of levels. I'm just a little worried at the more rapid the weight loss, is it going to stick? And is this something that people can tolerate? So weight loss, I was taught, and mind you, science is changing, so I have an open mind, but weight loss had to be slow and methodical. Rapid weight loss, very commonly, not always, but rapid weight loss very commonly came with issues. Either a gallbladder attack, either skin sagging, depression, anxiety, or rebound of the weight. And so when weight loss management providers would start managing people, they had to address the psychology of it early on. And not only the psychology of how to eat once you start the medication or get the bariatric surgery or the gastric sleeve or the bypass or whatever was being done, but also how you are going to mentally approach your plateau or your weight gain. Because what really screws us over in dieting are those two aspects. If you watch your calories and exercise, and I mean truly cut your carbs, your fat, eat more of a Mediterranean diet, fruits, vegetables, lean meat, healthy carbs, exercise regularly, avoid alcohol, fake food, processed food, fake sugar, you will lose weight. The problem is we may plateau where we're the same weight for a while and nothing seems to happen. And when people see that, they quit and they give up. Or they start to gain the weight back and they get depressed and they give up entirely. So the psychology of it has to be given the same focus as the weight loss drug. But people are busy. And many people who are taking these medications are not checking in with their provider. They're getting their medications, they're getting 3 months, and they don't see or talk to anybody. Well, and even if it's not this medication, another medication, phentermine or whatever. Okay, there's a cheerleading that has to go on. There's a process. Now, many people say, but Dr. Dahlia, I wouldn't have time to do that process next year or 2 years from now. So what's the point in losing? I need to learn to lose the weight without that crutch. And they don't lose the weight. And they're right. If you don't keep up the cheerleading, if you don't keep up the support, you can gain the weight back. You know, Weight Watchers has an online program, but the in-person, my patients said, did a lot more for them because they had that cheerleading. They had that accountability. They had to weigh. There had to be people that were like, wow, look at you. Okay, keep it up, keep it up. All right, so, well, okay, so plateaued a little bit this week. That's normal. We got you. We got this. Next week, we'll see what happens. And that reinforcement. But many people, they just don't do it on their own. Same thing with physical therapy. People go to physical therapy, they go, I don't need to go anymore. I can't afford it. I can do this at home. And they don't. There's something about... Now, physical therapy, fortunately for some things, like post-operative, can be finite. It doesn't have to be long-term. So, you know, you do the physical therapy right, you can eventually stop. But with weight loss, that's long-term. Are you ready to say goodbye to sugar for a long time? Are you ready to say goodbye to alcohol? Are you going to exercise every day? Or at least 5 days a week? Or 3 days a week intensely? If you're not, the weight's going to come back. So this new medication coming out, very cool. I'm excited about it. I think that's you know, going to be very nice, but I don't want to think that this is going to cure obesity because I don't know if people can stay on it long term. And that's what makes this such a struggle. These medications are pretty gosh darn expensive. They're also few and far between. Especially as I'm hearing that there's a lot of shortages. So before you start, and I've said this before, before you start, just talk to your medical provider about what if I can't afford this medication? What happens if I can't tolerate it and I feel bad and I feel sick? What happens if it doesn't play my pancreas and I'm told I'm not allowed to take it? What then? What's going to happen with my weight? And what can I do to stave off the rapid weight gain? And if they say, look, you're going to have to be on top of your exercise, you're going to have to be on top of your diet and all that, if you don't think you can, you might want to rethink, you know, talk to your medical provider about the commitment. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News update. The combination of bad weather and understaffed air traffic control centers creating about 3,700 cancellations and delays around the USA. The worst of it in the New York City area. More stormy weather set to hit the Midwest late today and then head east. North Carolina Republicans will not be allowed to keep the congressional district map used last year that the state Supreme Court ruled was gerrymandering. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not reverse the state court. It struck down the GOP contention that state legislatures have the power to limit state court authority when it comes to some election laws. Serious tragedy for the family of NASCAR great Jimmie Johnson. The parents of Johnson's wife, Chandra, and an 11-year-old nephew of hers are dead. Police in Muskogee, Oklahoma, say Terry Janway killed her husband and the couple's grandson and then killed herself. Rich Johnson, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people have been kind of hearing this in the news where there could be rules that could affect pizzerias like in New York City. And these proposed rules could cost these pizzerias, what people are saying, is a lot of dough. No pun intended. These regulations in New York would stipulate that businesses could not use a new oven without an emission control device. Now I think this was passed back in 2016. They were supposed to be compliant by January 2020, but that was delayed because of COVID. But some of these coal brick oven pizza places, like Grimaldi's, pretty famous apparently, a little shocked. He said, this was done, I heard, in 2016. That's news to me. I didn't hear about it back then. Now, the coal oven, I don't believe, is going to go anywhere. But the city is asking pizzeria owners to install a scrubber, which recirculates the smoke into clean air. According to DEP, this could affect as many as 60 pizzerias, which may not be in compliance. Now, the New York City Department of Environmental Protection announced it would be holding a virtual public hearing about the guidelines. Let's let the public weigh in. According to Mayor Eric Adams, that we could have a conversation. Now, coal-fired ovens have been found, according to News 7, ABC, to be a major source of air pollutants. They believe these devices could help cut carbon emissions by up to 75%. But the pizzeria owners say the devices are going to cost them tens of thousands of dollars. And that might affect the taste. These wood-burning, coal-burning. I don't know much about pizza, but I know that some New York pizza, you just can't replicate that taste on the West Coast. Why? Well, because they might be the way they're cooking it. So some pizzerias, according to Frank Santora of Grimaldi's, are concerned that would change the flavor. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't want to spend $20,000, $30,000 and screw up the pizza. I love how New Yorkers talk. They're pretty, yeah. So, I mean, I'm mixed with this because I know New York City is trying to be at the prepos and the ahead of the curve when it comes to environmental changes and all that. But I microwaved pizza may produce less pollution, but is that the healthiest? So I'm not sure what the answer is. And I get New York has a pollution problem. Do 60 pizzerias really, is that why the New York City is dealing with so much pollution? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. IV infusion companies are just all over the place. And this IV therapy craze has many people asking, should they do it, should they not? And IV therapy, that's nothing new. We've used it, I remember, on Scrubs. Scrubs was fantastic because I think it was created by somebody who was roommates of medical students and then residents. So there was a lot of medical input and so much accuracy. And so many of those, except the light bulb in the butt, that's not very accurate because it wouldn't be lit. You know, there's no electrical source. But in terms of the, they were talking about how they would get hung over, so they would be put, they'd have a banana bag put into them. Some vitamins, hydration. I never did that as a medical student because I never had time to party. If I was going to have to work the next day, I wouldn't. Because if I was doing 36-hour shifts, that night before I was sleeping, I wasn't drinking. Now, did we hang out? Did we have fun? Yeah, but never to the point where I needed an IV. But IV therapy is something that we use when somebody has severe diarrhea, severe vomiting, low blood volume, was shot, we need IV access. And so there's a lot we could put intravenously. When there was, I think, a hangover bus about 10 years ago that would drive around Las Vegas and give people IVs who were, they cost at the time, I think, $75 to get an hour-long IV that would help you with your hangover, make you feel better, and then you'd be able to go back and party for the next day. Even though the fluids could be very, very beneficial, the vitamins could be very beneficial, one thing that a lot of us medical providers were a little concerned about is the more somebody is going into your venous access, the higher risk of infection or something going wrong. And so we do IV if you can't take oral fluids. We don't want to always be doing IV. If you don't need IV, you're not getting an IV. But if we think you're going to need it or we think we're going to need quick access, we do it. And it's a very calculated decision. But now there's a lot of IV clinic owners. And they are infusing vitamin cocktails, fluids, and their logic is sound because many individuals are vitamin deficient. They don't eat well. Their body may not absorb the pills. I can tell you how many times we had to x-ray somebody, looking for kidney stone or abdominal pain or whatever, and you would see their vitamin in their intestine. And younger medical students are like, oh, is that a bullet? Like, no, that's their vitamin. They're not digesting it. And so somebody who's vitamin deficient, that's exactly what IVs can do. It's very, very helpful. But should the average population, should the average healthy person do it? Now, some people say they feel great, that they... they got their fluids in, their kidneys are happy, they got their vitamins, and then that's great, as long as you're not overdosing on the vitamin. But keep in mind that in order to live, you don't always have to be hooked up to an IV, and you should figure out a way to get your nutrition in without requiring an IV. I get that it's nice, it's boutique, and it might give you a boost, and I think that's fantastic. But keep in mind, these vitamins that are being infused, yes, hopefully these companies are medical grade, and they're using FDA-approved solutions and regulated, and people who are administering the IV are licensed to do that. Assuming they are. Keep in mind, there might be some places that aren't. And like, oh yeah, we do IV therapy, and they aren't licensed at all. But always check with your medical provider, because if you're already having high levels of potassium, getting more potassium could affect your heart rate. Could be damaging. Check your kidney status, your lung status, your heart status. You know, with congestive heart failure patients, we oftentimes have to give them diuretics. If you have undiagnosed heart failure, getting frequent IV fluid could actually make that worse. So make sure your medical provider says there's no contraindication. Now, they're going to ask you, which vitamin are you getting? And then they might run a test to see if you're deficient in it or if you're already high normal. Because there's some things that you might not want to overdose on or get too much of. But the other thing you have to realize is that somebody is going into your IV. Now, hopefully they're doing sterile technique. They're cleaning the arm or the hand really well. But it's one of those things where most doctors say if nobody has to go into your veins, don't seek it out. But if you feel like you need this, talk to your medical provider. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So we had a cleaning crew that, and thank God I found it the next day, that decided to unplug our refrigerator. Not sure why. There were plenty of other outlets. But when I came in the next morning to check the temperature of the fridge, check the temperature of the freezer, make sure the vaccines were okay, they were warm. Had to throw out thousands of dollars of vaccines, and we had to let go of the cleaning crew because if they didn't understand that there was nice, you know, we were really nice about it. We just said, you know, it was clearly unplugged, didn't fall out, because, you know, your refrigerator plugs are in there firm. And I think maybe they wanted another access. I don't know. But it was devastating. We didn't have vaccines for a good week or two till we could buy more. And I just felt that it also made us rethink what vaccines we were going to stock, because that was pretty expensive. Well, apparently we were lucky, because a university janitor turned off a freezer after hearing multiple, quote, annoying alarms. And it ruined more than 20 years of research. Now, this is according to a lawsuit filed against his employer by Rensselaer Polytech Institute in upstate New York. Now, the janitor is not being sued himself, but he was a contractor with Daigle Cleaning Systems, Inc., who worked for several months in 2020 at the private research university in Troy, New York. The school is now seeking over $1 million in damages and legal fees from Daigle Cleaning Systems as a result of the incident. The lab's freezer contained over 20 years of research, including cell cultures and samples to which a small temperature fluctuation of 3 degrees could cause catastrophic damage, according to the lawsuit. And remember with the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, how any change in temperature could inactivate and not allow it to be at its best? And so they had to transfer it in special cold, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear anybody talk about that. And even though most of the health department still defrosted and did everything they were supposed to, kind of started to wonder, you know, how strict everybody was to that very, very regimented process. Well, I've seen some pharmacies where they draw it up, and then the person's busy, they run out, they're back and forth, and that sucker's sitting there for 20 minutes drawn up. I don't know if that was a part of the original protocol. But going back to this research, the college does not blame the janitor, but instead blames Daigle Cleaning Systems for failing to properly train and supervise him. Defended by and through its negligent, careless, or reckless supervision and control has caused damage to certain cell culture samples and research in the lab. This has been reported by CNN. So the lawsuit states that the cell cultures and specimens in the freezer needed to be maintained at negative 80 degrees Celsius. Small fluctuation would cause damage as little as 3 degrees. Alarms would sound if the temperature increased to negative 78 or decreased to negative 82. Now, not sure. They said despite the alarm, Dr. Lakshmi and her team determined that the cell samples would still be safe until emergency repairs could be done. Lakshmi waited for the freezer's manufacturer to come and perform repairs, but they added a safety lockbox around the freezer outlet and socket. There was also a warning posted on the freezer. But apparently, September 17th, the janitor heard what he heard, annoying alarms. And he tried to help out, flip the circuit breakers, and provide electricity to the freezer, mistakenly turning them from on to off. And so the research students the next day found that the freezer switched off. They could not preserve the research. So all the cultures were compromised and destroyed. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is not because, you know, we really care about what happens in every single university and lab, but this happened to me, where somebody decided to unplug the refrigerator or freezer. This happened in the university because there were sounds being made, and he was trying to help. But I just wonder how often this happens. And I also wonder how many people are ethical, where if there was an issue, would they say, you know what, just plug it in, no one's going to notice. I mean, with us, we threw out all of those vaccines. We had to. Right? There was no second thought. But what about somebody who doesn't want to lose thousands of dollars? Would they have just plugged it back in? If unplugging is not that rare a thing and unheard of by some custodial crews, and the reason why we found that odd is because there were plenty of outlets lower to the ground out there in the open, because we did that on purpose for cleaning crews. And this was behind the refrigerator, and it was higher up. So my guess is the person might not have wanted to bend. So they tried to use that instead and forgot to put it in. I don't know. But you won't be able to tell, honestly, unless you see the box. Some of these vaccines, the box might be dented and look soggy or deformed from being warmed up and then cooled again. But oftentimes when people pull this out, pull out the vaccines or the medications, it's already out of the box. So you won't be able to tell. But I just hope that everybody else uses the same integrity. And, you know, and it is one of those things where, you know, I'm glad the janitor isn't getting sued. It does stink that the whole thing happened and the company that employed him has to be sued and the university had to lose money. But that's just some, unfortunately, the way things go right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people who got COVID or the COVID vaccine have been asking about the fertility. And we don't have a lot of research on the vaccine and fertility, but we're starting to get research on COVID and fertility. And Spanish researchers studied the impact of the virus on 45 men and found that sperm quality and concentration did not improve 100 days after infection. They said this is despite the fact that this would have been plenty of time for the body to produce completely new sperm after the infection. So this study, being reported by Daily Express US, said was motivated by the team's observation that semen quality in some men attending local assisted reproduction clinics was worse following COVID. Moreover, this decrease in sperm levels and quality was seen even when the infection was mild, and the patients seemed overwise to have full, oh, otherwise, I think that's a misspelling, so fully recovered. So semen quality should improve once new sperm are generated. My concern with this is, was sperm able to be produced? Especially, you know, short term after COVID. Now, I don't think we know how severe the COVID was. I'm being told it was mild. And that semen quality had been collected prior to the infection. So my guess is these were people that were going to be donating sperm. And so they had actually access, obviously, to their results. Takes about 78 days to create new sperm. So 100 days, over 90 days, should have been fine to evaluate semen quality. So we'll keep you posted on this, but that's something that if you're having trouble getting pregnant, maybe get a semen test. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.